Hare Krishna, dear children and families. Tonight is story 001. The Earth prays for Krishna to come. Welcome to our Krishna book bedtime series. Night by night, we walk gently through the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Tonight begins when Mother Earth feels a heavy burden and seeks heavenly help. Settle in with a calm heart as hope begins to rise across the worlds. Long ago, the earth felt weighed down by cruel kings and proud rulers. People and animals suffered, and Mother Earth loved them too much to stay silent. She took the form of a gentle cow and journeyed toward the heavenly planets, carrying the world's sadness in her soft eyes. She passed forests, mountains, and shining rivers. Villagers did not know who she was, yet many felt comforted as she walked by. Soft hoofbeats marked her path of prayer. At last she reached Lord Brahma, seated on a brilliant lotus. Lord Shiva and other demigods gathered, as the cow bowed low. In paraphrase, Mother Earth explained that greed and cruelty had made life hard for everyone, and she asked for help. Brahma listened with compassion. In paraphrase, he said her suffering would not be ignored, and that they must seek Lord Vishnu, the protector of all. Soon the demigods traveled with Mother Earth through starry skies to the shining ocean of milk. On the cool white shore, they knelt in prayer. Soft breezes moved over pearly waters fragrant with lotuses. Brahma led them, asking the Lord for mercy on Mother Earth and on every gentle soul. The waves whispered, and hopeful hearts waited in the quiet. Then, within Brahma's heart, a reassuring message was received. The Lord would appear on earth as the son of Vasudeva, and the demigods should take birth to assist his plan. Peace filled the assembly, and Mother Earth's burden grew lighter, as if touched by golden dawn. She thanked Brahma and the demigods, and returned home with hope. Though people did not yet know the promise, a quiet joy began to spread through forests and villages. Trees seemed to wave, rivers glimmered, and children sensed that something wonderful was beginning. Mother Earth waited patiently for that special child, Krishna, to appear, trusting that sincere prayer is always heard. The ocean of milk shone like liquid moonlight under their prayers. Mother Earth stood very still, trusting the Lord's reply. Remember tonight's pastime with a calm and grateful heart. Offer one kind thought to Krishna before you sleep. Tonight's story shows us that sincere prayer for others is heard, and that the Lord answers in His perfect time. 5 lessons for tonight. 1. Sincere prayer for others reaches the Lord. 2. Humble leaders help carry the world's worries to Krishna. 3. Hope can rise before the answer is fully seen. 4. Caring for the suffering is itself a form of devotion. 5. Trust the Lord's timing when relief feels far away. Dear Lord Krishna, thank you for hearing Mother Earth's prayer. Please help us pray with hope and care for others as we sleep. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. May your gentle presence stay with us through the night and bring peaceful dreams. Good night, dear Lord Krishna. Next time, story 002, The Wedding and the Heavenly Voice. In Mathura, a joyful wedding procession turns suddenly serious when a voice from the sky warns Kamsa about Devaki's 8th child, and Vasudeva answers with protective truthfulness.